And when Bill Clinton, in his 1992 presidential campaign, faced a critical cash problem.
We are going to break in here for just a minute for some breaking news. David Occhiuto will be speaking with Emmanuel Goldstein.
Yes, we've got lots of reports from police actions, police melees, so to speak, throughout town. Emmanuel, are you with us?
Yeah, I am right now. What happened was about 45 minutes ago, a boisterous crowd of a few hundred people broke away from Union Square and started marching down 16th Street, apparently catching the cops unawares. They scrambled, set up a bunch of motorcycles to block the road, and then they proceeded to pen everybody in, including those people like me who are on the sidewalk. We were given no opportunity to leave. They shouted obscenities at us for not leaving when we had tents, whenever that was. When I showed them my indie media press credentials, they said that's not press, that's not media. And they've been jumping into the crowd, grabbing people at random, it seems, throwing them face down on the ground, people who are not resisting, and hauling them away. And right now, there are hundreds of us just waiting for whatever happens next.
Emmanuel, what street, what corner are you on?
This is on 16th Street, just of Union Square.
And are you essentially penned? Can you move, get out of that area?
I have tried to leave several times. I've said on media. I have a video camera. I have a tape recorder. I have credentials, indie media credentials. They say none of that is valid, and I have to stay here. Basically, I'm being held hostage. I'm walking down a city sidewalk, being told that I can't leave and that I have to be arrested now because I'm on this sidewalk. I never even set foot into the street. That's the incredible part.
Could you take a guess as to how many people are entrapped at this point?
It's hard to say because they forced us all to sit down. Of course, I don't know what would happen if I disobeyed them at this point. But they're asking us all to sit down, or telling us, rather, to sit down. I would estimate there's several hundred people still on this block. There were many more a half hour ago. Quite a few have been arrested already. I don't know what's happening anywhere else. They've done a good job of isolating us.
Yeah, I've gotten reports in the newsroom at Herald Square. Numbers of people have been pepper sprayed and put into police vans at this moment at Herald Square. Has there been use of any pepper spray or anything else where you are?
Yes, we have pepper spray on the south side of the street. I'm on the north side of the street, so I'm fairly lucky. But they were using pepper spray. And it was very bizarre. There was one person with a Dick Cheney mask. The police lunged at him, and apparently were just going to throw him down, too. But a bunch of protesters surrounded him and said that he wasn't doing anything wrong. He was just standing there. And I guess the sheer mass of people who were doing that was enough to get the cops to back off. So he was very surprised and grateful that that happened. Of course, it may just be a temporary reprieve. We're all still here.
And are you being guarded by numerous police or restrained by physical barriers?
We're being restrained by physical police right now. They're surrounding us on all corners. They're even up on top of the buildings. I don't know what they think we're going to do, if we're going to fly out of here or something, but they're looking down on us. Basically, this is a complete overreaction to a situation of people simply walking down a street. People would have dispersed normally, and the street is completely blocked off now because of all the police. I don't understand the mentality behind this at all. It was just kind of a celebration, people chanting and drums beating, and reporters running alongside, recording it all. And then all of a sudden, they just decided to do this to us. I don't understand it.
Do you have any legal observers on site?
I don't see the fluorescent green hats. I'm sure they're around someplace. I'm confident we'll be looked after, and there's a lot of friendly people here, so I'm not worried about that. I am worried about being grabbed and thrown face first down on the ground. That's not very nice. I don't know why they're doing that. There's no reason to.
Yes. And are you able to just have any kind of communication with any of the officers there? Is there any way to open up dialogue at all?
They just basically stare straight ahead. A number of people have tried to engage them in dialogue, but the most they'll say is that they're just following orders. I don't think it's the exact word, but that's pretty much the mindset of what they're saying right now, that they're just doing what they're told to do. The thing is, you know, they look rather friendly when they're just staring at you, but when they go into motion, all of a sudden something comes over them and they just kind of, they just get really, really aggressive. They grab people, they throw them down. It's a real transition and very frightening to see.
And are there any injuries at this point? You said some people have been handled rather terribly at this point. Do you know if anybody's in need of medical attention?
I can't imagine people not being injured after seeing what happened to them. Of course, once they're injured, they're taken away, so I don't know how badly they were injured. But it didn't look very good. They're surrounded by police when they're thrown to the ground, and then we don't see them anymore after that.
Oh, so they are taken, and you don't know if they're being taken to medical, in any kind of ambulance. They're just put in the police vans, as far as you could tell?
I haven't seen what they're being taken away in. As far as I know, they're being hustled down to the end of the block, and then something happens to them there. That's out of our sight.
Yeah, in Herald Square, the pepper-sprayed victims are being placed in the vans without any water, so whatever water the folks who are being placed in the vans may have is all they have with them. Is there anyone else there or anything you would like to add at this point?
Just that there's a lot of people here, and we could really use support, I guess, from the rest of the city. These people weren't doing anything. They were simply marching down the street, chanting, banging drums. It was no big deal. And I was thinking the police were doing a good job making the situation go peacefully. They were up until that point for the most part. But this is a complete overreaction, and I don't know what they hope to gain from it. They've blocked the traffic far worse than the demonstrators ever could have. They've scared a lot of people. They're going to be processing hundreds and hundreds of people for many hours to come.
Yes.
It makes no sense.
Well, yeah, you can only surmise that it's just intimidation and harassment, because I think they do realize that there are very many people who are willing to get as close as they could possibly get to the Garden to express their outrage at this situation that the Republicans have imposed on the city and the country and the world. So it's I think we can read as to why it's happening. The question is, why aren't there enough officers who will see through it and be more in a human fashion responding to the protesters? Is there anyone else there you would like to get on the phone, or should we sign off right now, Emmanuel?
I think I probably should go. I don't really know any of these people, and they all seem to be rather concerned with their well-being right now. I don't want to burden them any further by putting them on a radio station, but I'll try to stay in touch. I have two phones. One of them I'm hiding on my person, so hopefully they won't find that one.
Okay.
And I'll try to continue to communicate throughout the night if it's possible.
Okay, great. You have the newsroom number, correct?
Don't, but Max can probably give it to me.
Okay, great. Hang on, Emmanuel, and we'll sign off, but we'll stay on. We'll speak to you off air.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, and stay tuned for more breaking news. We just heard from Amy Goodman, closer to Madison Square Garden, and we're going to try to get her on the line in just a moment. In the meantime, we're going to return to Ralph Schoenman and Maya Schoen, and stay tuned for breaking developments here on WBAI.
Stevens had been supporting Bill Clinton as governor, and when Bill Clinton in his 1992 presidential campaign faced a critical cash problem,